Hello, Christchurch. Welcome to what we're hoping is going to be a regular event as we all come to terms with not being able to physically meet together or to even meet in our church building. So as we do this now, we just pray that we will all be encouraged to remember the hope that we have in Jesus. And to have a couple of readings which Dilys is going to bring to us.
The first reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 to 44. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. And the second reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, Christchurch, if that is when you're viewing this recording. This is a version of a talk that I did for Neville Williams House a few weeks ago. It's short, it was ready at short notice, and it's about spring, which I think is relevant. And most of all, it's a message of hope. Isn't it amazing the transformation of one of these into one of these? What do we need to do to make that happen? Well, we do a strange thing with a seed. We drop it into soil. We bury it. Soil is a strange substance. It's a mixture of sand and clay, of decayed plants and minerals, and it's a home to fungi and a million tiny creatures, worms, insects, and so on. And this is where we drop the seed and expect something to happen to it. But for the seed, it's the very best place to be. It's safe from the birds, it's protected from the spring cold, it has the moisture that it needs. And as it puts down its roots, it has all the nutrients that it needs to grow into something beautiful. At first, that growth is hidden. As the seed puts out its roots and its shoots, it all takes place underground. No one can see it until one day shoots appear on the surface of the soil, which eventually develops into a beautiful flower. The Bible uses the idea of a seed to explain how one day God's people will be transformed into something beautiful in God's presence. We don't know what that will look like. We probably can't even imagine what it will look like. But the passage that we read has given us four clues. So human bodies are compared to a seed. Firstly, we are told that a seed is sown perishable, but one day will be raised imperishable. We know that this body will not last forever. We become frail, we become ill, and one day we will pass away. But the new body that God will raise lasts forever. It will not be subject to decay and death. Secondly, the seed is sown in dishonor, but one day will be raised in glory. I think there are some wonderful people at Christchurch, but we're not the kind of people that the world honours by and large. We're not the rich and we're not the famous, but one day we hope to share in the glory of God's people. In our second reading we heard, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Thirdly, the seed is sown in weakness. I become more and more aware of my limitations year by year. I'm not getting any stronger. My body is slowly failing me. But one day, I will be raised in power. And then finally, the seed that is sown is a natural body. It is fit for living on this earth, but one day it will be transformed into a spiritual body. A spiritual body, note, not a disembodied spirit. And that just means that it is fit for living in God's presence. Seeds need soil. However, in case you hadn't noticed it, we're not seeds. We're human beings. We do not live in soil. But what makes us grow in such a way that one day we will have the sorts of bodies that live in God's presence? The answer is to be found in this person, Jesus Christ. Like the seed grows and is transformed in the soil, people grow and are transformed when they are in Christ. Like the seed is safe in the soil, if we are in Christ, we are safe and we're protected. That doesn't mean we will be immune to the sufferings of the world. It doesn't mean that we're immune to the effects of this current health crisis. Any one of us could get the coronavirus. It does mean that the very essence of who we are, everything that makes us the people we are, is safe in Jesus. Paul once wrote, "I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day." Like the seed finds its moisture and nutrients in the soil, if we are in Christ, our deepest needs are met. And like that seed that becomes a flower, if we are in Christ, we will one day be transformed into something beautiful, unrecognizably so. Our life needs to be hidden not in the soil, but in Jesus. Then, as we read earlier, when Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. What does it mean to hide our lives in Christ? When we put the seed in the soil, we believe that something special will happen to it. We entrust the seed to the soil. In the same way, we need to entrust our lives to Jesus. Our lives in all their strength and vigour. Our lives in all their frailty and weakness and decay. And that is who we are, people who have entrusted their lives to Jesus. What does that mean for us in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis? I guess that we're fundamentally people of hope, people who can look forward to a better future, people who are secure in the present. Personally, I find it all too easy to lose sight of that hope, reading the news and participating in the Skype conversations that I have with my colleagues at work these days. Sometimes remembering is a hope is an effort, and it's certainly something that we can encourage one another to do. The world around us needs hope at the moment. Let me just finish with this reading from 1 Peter. "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming." Now, Martin is going to lead us in some prayers.
When thinking of prayers, I found myself thinking very much about our Christchurch family, and maybe that's fitting. Maybe at the moment we are very conscious of our families. And then there are people in our congregation, the elderly, who are more at risk with the current COVID-19. Thinking of the NHS, also think of all the people at our church who work for the NHS. We thank you for them, but we also pray for them. We have so many health workers also who aren't NHS in auxiliary positions. We thank you for them and we pray for them. We know there's a big anxiety at the moment as there'll be redeployment throughout the health service, as volunteers have to be managed and worked with. And we pray for them in their enormous workload. Please sustain them and protect them. And we're aware that so many people at the moment are having big financial worries. We pray for the work we're already doing with Christians Against Poverty. We pray for those who are now going to fall into debt as the money dries up. Please help us as a nation to address those issues and help us as a church to love and support and pray for those in those kind of needs. We do pray too for the country as a whole. We pray for those people who have to make big decisions, and we pray for those who advise them. Please give them wisdom. Please give decency and integrity to our press so that they won't put pressure on politicians to make bad decisions in order to please people who maybe don't know the full picture. We thank you for the opportunities that this pandemic has brought. We thank you for the opportunity to see the beauty of your world and the beauty of your people, for streets without rush hours, for clearer air and lower pollution, for acts of kindness, acts of service, acts of love, for generosity, for goodness and for gentleness. And we pray that we as a city, as a nation and as a world will learn from that and will be changed by it. Thank you that you are a God of love who cares for us, that you became a servant to those who were weary, those who were sick, and those who were scared. Thank you that you hear our prayers as we bring them to you in the beloved name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our servant and our Lord. Amen.